team that's always on the top of their game, and we want to strive for excellence and get better every single week. And the way that we do that is the way that we prepare for this game.
This fellow behind us hasn't played yet, getting a lot of attention. And you know what that's like when you haven't played yet. Do you sort of understand a little bit what he's going through? And are you excited to see him actually play? Tyner, I'm talking.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like he can handle the pressure. You know, being a young guy, obviously, you're going to be a little wide-eyed. But the thing about him is that he's a good player. He's ready to play. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be like everybody else. When you first go out there, after that first hit, gets out of the way, you're ready to play some football. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that he's ready to play. The kid's been out there working and grinding every single day to get out there on that field. And everybody's been excited to see him. And I'm sure he's excited to show what he's about.
A couple quick thoughts on Virginia. They beat BYU, a good BYU team in the opener. So I'm sure they're going to be a much bigger test than you had this past week.
Yeah. Well, one thing you got to do is you got to go out there and watch film on the other team. And, you know, if they're a good team, then that makes it easy for us to see who's good and who we can exploit. And that's what it's all about. You gotta find your matchups, you got to make the best of it.
Did you learn anything from the first game? I mean, it's a little bit of a barometer on the team. Can you have a sense of how good you are at this point in the year?
Yeah, the way that we came out there and we tackled and the way that we made plays on the ball, things like that, ran to the ball, that's been going pretty well for us, and I think that that's a good gauge of seeing what we can do, and now we need to see how we can improve that.
Brian, was it nice having Avery back there, and almost felt like it was the old secondary once again?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to play with him. I feel like I'm comfortable with all of us, as long as all of us on the field, any combination of a group of people. We go out there and we work together every single day, so we don't really have a hierarchy of each other. I think that we all just work well together, and when we do, we go out there and we make plays. And it was good to see Avery out there hustling, because that's what he's good at.
Nichols is an FCS team, and I don't want to de-emphasize too much about their ability, but were you able to learn anything about this defense, about how good you can be, even though it was a pretty good thumping?
Yeah, we got to see how, you know, we matched up against certain sets. They were very formation-heavy team, and we got to see a lot of different looks that we're definitely going to see later in the season. And because of their motions and their ways that they use some trickery with their formation shifts and things like that. And that helps us for the long run. And, you know, they had some pretty good players. They had a good running back there. We were able to go out there and tackle him. And we really got to see what we're made of. And I think that the way that we perform is going to go ahead and show that we can perform against other people.
It's been a while since the Ducks have traveled all the way across the country. Are you excited for this weekend to get back and play a different team from a different conference?
Yeah, it ought to be a lot of fun. Virginia's pretty close to a lot of people that I know from back home, so it's been a pretty good crowd over there. So it'll be fun for me, especially just to go out there and to play in front of my friends and family. But I know a lot of these guys, they're ready to go take this long road trip because they want to see what the competition's like on the other side of the USA.
And that's the big thing is, it is going to be a step up in competition.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to watch any film at all yesterday after the game? Does your film work begin today, or do you watch Saturday's game?
Yeah, so this week I pretty much focused on what I did in the last game, and I want to see what I can do to improve and what I've done good and that I can do better, things like that. So pretty much this morning at breakfast, I got a quick peek at him, and pretty much for the rest of the day, we're going to be focusing on Virginia from here on out.
Initial thoughts about how you performed? What you think, how well you performed?
I think I did pretty good, but I'm pretty hard on myself, and I always think I can do better. There's always things that I know that I could have made just a slight step in one direction, things like that. So overall, I would rate my performance as a good performance, but I always want to be great.
If you had a chance to see what Virginia does well and how you guys may match up against them defensively?
Just as of right now, you know, you see that they got some good players on the team. I feel like they're going to try and run the ball and then try and stretch the field. Some classic football is what we're looking at, what we're going to get right now. So I feel like that's what we're going to get. And, you know, the further I get into it, I haven't been able to watch very much. I haven't been able to break it down. It's more or less just kind of just scanning through, you know, how you might skim a magazine or something like that. And then the next time you get some time to sit down and read it, then you really get to break it down, break down all the articles. Well, that's how I approach myself when I'm watching film. You know, I watch a couple games, I skim through it, And then I see a couple plays that they made, you know, on the other team, things like that. You know, you really got the key in on the big plays. But then after that, you really take time and, you know, you read every single word. That's how I put it. And that's when you watch every single play. You see what position you're going to be in, and you see how you can defend that play, whereas someone else might have done so differently.
It seemed like when Nichols brought in their backup quarterback, you guys had a little bit more trouble with containment on him. Was it just, you know, not being prepared for having a second quarterback, or is it just...
I wouldn't say it's that. I feel like the kid was pretty good. You know, he came out there and he stepped up when he really had to. And he was a pretty good player. But the thing about it is that, you know, things happen. Like, they had people come out and then we had people come out, you know, you saw. And, you know, you just got to make the best of it. But I feel like overall we had a great performance, and, you know, he made a couple plays, but that's what football is about. Every once in a while you're going to have a couple plays. There's no such thing as a perfect game. You'll never have one.